Welcome to Real Talk. This is Donovan Simon. On Real Talk, we discuss the issues that don't often make the mainstream, but are things that we should talk about. Today on Real Talk, we're going to answer the question, why not you or me? You know, it's not uncommon for us to look around and in some cases envy, in some cases admire, in some cases compare ourselves with others. And some people often quote, you know, the well-known poem from Desiderata that we should not compare ourselves with others because always there will be greater and lesser persons than ourselves. However, recently I came across this question by watching a webinar with Lisa Sasevich. And she asked a real question of us. Why not you? Why not me? Why is it that we look at certain things and create mental blocks, mental barriers, challenges, prophecies, all the things that often stop us from getting there while watching others achieve? And these things vary. It could be something about your diet and your health and your well-being. It could be something professional. It could be something in your personal life, your family life. It could be a material achievement. It could be just something simple as attending an event. But do you ever pull back and wonder, why not you? What is it that makes you undeserving? What is it that makes you or makes that particular target unachievable? What is it about you that stops you from achieving the things that you want to? And how often are we willing to, first of all, ask the question and then accept the reality of the response to determine the actions required to make it you and to make it me? Now, of course, we accept the reality that, you know, in our lives and in our spaces, there are lots of dream killers and vision busters and doomsday experts and prophets of gloom who constantly are able to channel negative energy into our spaces and into our minds to get us to thinking that it cannot be you. It cannot be me. That thing is out of your reach. That thing is in another class that you are not entitled to be a part of. That thing is beyond your reach. There are times when it comes down to age and weight and looks and connections. It is so easy to get into the mode or to be led into that mode that it is beyond you and it is beyond me. But I think we have to call the fact or call the reality that a lot of times is just us stopping ourselves from getting there. Our fears or inhibitions or intensity towards risk or maybe our aversion is the right word. That stops us from moving ourselves forward. That stops us from being it. From achieving the things that we look at and we desire. The action required is often stymied by our fear, stymied by the fact that we are not able to build our confidence, and maybe even simpler, we're not willing to give ourselves a chance. And just like the lottery, without a ticket, you don't have a chance. You'll never win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket. Despite the odds. And I think it's time that we pause and consider that the reason why it's not you and it's not me is often not because of what is external to us. It's not because of all the dream killers and the vision busters and the doomsday prophets and all those people who, yes, are in our space. Yes, they're in our ears. Yes, they're in our heads. But many times it's just us, you and me. You stop yourself from having a nice dinner at a restaurant because you find every reason as to why you can't afford it. You stop yourself from experiencing certain things because every time you look at a certain situation, all you can see is money negative. and there's no plan on investing. You wonder why your health is not better. Maybe it's because you look at self-care as a joke. And the 5 minutes that it takes to do some exercise every day is somehow evaporated by some other things. So why it's not you and why it's not me? A lot of it could really reside between our ears. The things that we listen to, the things that we read, the consumption pattern that we create for ourselves that we don't acknowledge responsibility for. So what stops you from being a model, or what stops you from being a great public speaker or a business person? How much effort have you truly put in to realizing some of the things that you think about? Especially when you say, it's beyond me. Because once you have created that prophecy for yourself, it is highly unlikely that you're going to get out of your own way in order to make it happen. And of course, what therefore occurs is the fulfillment of that prophecy. And once you have validated it, the rest of it is history. It's like when you're playing a sport and, you know, people talk about muscle memory and that the more you do it, the better you get at it. And you look at the guys who have been great and they'll tell you that their greatness didn't just come from just raw talent. Yes, some of that is important, but it also came from repetition and a willingness to do. So think about it. The things that you are thinking about achieving, the things that you desire, the things that you want for yourself, the things that I want for myself. Why not you? Why not me? Are you taking the appropriate steps? Are you committing yourself to the actions required? Are you just sitting back and hoping that it drops out of thin air, or worse yet, that you validate your prophecy that it can't happen to you? Anyway, time's going, time's up. Gotta go. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I appreciate you taking the time to do that. Like it, comment. If you want to add some comments, you will have to download the Podbean app. And until next time, until the next episode, this is Donovan Simon saying, stay safe, stay positive, no matter what.